American history for the 9th time in 9 years. Another review of map skills, 1 week of Native Americans, Christopher Columbus in time for Columbus Day, the Pilgrims in time for Thanksgiving. Every year they say we're going to get right up to the present, but we always get stuck in the Industrial Revolution. We got to World War I in 7th grade. Who knew there had been a war with the whole world? We need more holidays to keep the social studies teachers on track. My social studies teacher is Mr. Neck, the same guy who growled at me to sit down in the auditorium. He remembers me fondly.
I got my eye on you. Front row.
Nice seeing you again, too. I bet he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Vietnam or Iraq. One of those TV wars. Spotlight. I find my locker after social studies. The lock sticks a little, but I open it. I dive into the stream of fourth period lunch students and swim down the hall to the cafeteria. I know enough not to bring lunch on the first day of high school. There is no way of telling what the acceptable fashion will be. Brown bags, humble testament to suburbia, or terminal geek gear. Insulated lunch bags, hip way to save the planet, or sign of an overinvolved mother. Buying is the only solution. And it gives me time to scan the cafeteria for a friendly face or an inconspicuous corner.
Let's take a look at the word inconspicuous and figure out what it means. First of all, it's pretty clear that Melinda's feeling very self-conscious. She's even thinking about what the right kind of lunch is. Then she says that she's going to look for a friendly face or an inconspicuous corner. I would guess then that if she doesn't find someone to sit with, a friendly face, she plans to sit someplace no one will notice her. So inconspicuous must refer to something that's hidden or not easily seen. Melinda wants to find an inconspicuous corner, somewhere she can blend in where no one will notice her. Let's keep reading at the top of page 8.